Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Bet Mishnah He. We learned in the first Perek that there's a situation where an animal, which is normally a tam, which is an animal that does keren damage, unexpected damage, there's a situation where it has to still pay Nezek Shalem, the full damages, as if it were a mu'ad, and that's if it does damage on the property of the Nizak, Reshut HaNizak. We'll see in this Mishnah that it is a machloket. Mishnah says, Shor HaMazik B'Reshut HaNizak Ketzad. What's the situation of an ox that does keren damage in the Reshut HaNizak, the property of the victim? Nagah, Nagaf, Nashach, Rabas, Ba'at B'Reshut HaRabim. If an ox gored, pushed, bit, sat on, or kicked in a public area, meshalem hatzi nezek, the owner pays half damages. This is what the machloket was about. Bereshut hanizak, but if it's done in an area belonging to the victim, Rabbi Tarfon omer nezek shalem. Rabbi Tarfon says you also should pay full damages, like we saw in the first perek. V'achamim omrim hatzi nezek, but achamim say no, you still only have to pay half damages like you do in the Reshut HaRabim. We'll see the logic behind Rabbi Tarfon's argument. Amar lehem Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon told the Hachamim, Uma b'makom shehekel al hashen v'al haregel b'Reshut HaRabim shehu patur. In a situation, the Torah was lenient when it came to the avot of shen and of regel, of eating and of moving with an animal. If it happened in a public place, we said that the owner is fully patur, is exempt from paying anything. We also know that if it's in the Reshut HaNizak, if the damage of Shen and Regel happened in the property of the victim, then the damager has to pay Nezek Shalem. So we see the laws are stricter when it comes to damage done in the Reshut HaNizak, in the property of the victim, as opposed to the more lenient approach or less payment done when it's in the Reshut HaRabim, a public area. So now let's apply that logic to keren. Makom shehechmir al keren b'Reshut HaRabim b'lishalem hatzi nezek. We say that we're strict when it comes to keren in the Reshut HaRabim, that the victim is paid hatzi nezek. The damager has to pay hatzi nezek. So that's more, that's stricter than shen and regel, where the, if it's Reshut HaRabim, fully exempt. So therefore, enodin shenachmir aleha b'Reshut HaNizak leshalem nezek shalem. So doesn't logic tell us that when the keren damage happens in the property of the victim, shouldn't we make the owner of that ox pay nezek shalem, full damages? We see that the Reshut HaNizak, the victim's property, is treated much more strict than a public area when it comes to shen and regel. So therefore, shouldn't we apply that logic to keren as well and have keren, when it's in the Reshut HaNizak, be stricter? So if we see with keren damage, the owner of the ox pays hatzi nezek, half price, half of the damage when it's in the public area, shouldn't he pay nezek shalem when it's done in the victim's property? Answers Hachamim, Amru lo, they told Rabbi Tarfon, Dayo laba min hadin lihiyot kanidon. They told him, that's not the way a kal vachomer works. When you're dealing with a kal vachomer, you can only go as strong, you can only teach a din as strong as the halakha that you're learning from. The foundation that we have over here, that we're deriving everything from, is keren b'Reshut HaRabim. The damage is done in the Reshut HaRabim in an unintentional way. And we said that's hatzi nezek, that's hef. So if we're trying to learn from that deen, and trying to apply that logic to Reshut HaNizak, we can only go as high as that. We can only go as high as those damages in the keren of the Reshut HaRabim, which is hatzi nezek. So we can apply that logic as well to the Reshut HaNizak, the property of the victim, and say, ma b'Reshut HaRabim hatzi nezek, af b'Reshut HaNizak hatzi nezek. Just like the owner has to pay half for keren damage done in the Reshut HaRabim, the public area, same logic would apply for keren damage done in the Reshut HaNizak, the victim's property, that you'd only have to pay hatzi nezek. That's the answer of Hachamim to Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon then adjusts his kal vachomer. Amar lahem. Rabbi Tarfon tells the hachamim back. Ani lo adun keren mi keren. Okay, let me adjust the kal vachomer. I'm not going to learn the laws of keren damage in the Rishut HaNizak, the victim's property, from the laws of keren damage done in the Rishut HaRabim, the public area. Rather, ani adun keren mi regel. I'm going to learn out keren from regel. What's the kal vachomer? We see the Torah is lenient when it comes to shen and regel done in the Rishut HaRabim, that there's zero damages paid. So they must be more lenient than keren. And we see in the Rishut HaRabim, mahmir bekeren. In the Rishut HaRabim, we see that we're mahmir with keren damage done in that public area, where we still pay hatzi nezek. So therefore, makom shehamir al hashen v'al haregel b'shut hanizak, we see the Torah is strict when it comes to shen and regel damage done in the victim's property. So eno din should hamir b'keren. Isn't it logical to say that we should be strict with keren damage as well, to force the owner to pay nezek shalem, keren damage, if it's done in the victim's property also, if it's done in the Rishut HaNizak? We see in this case, damage done in the Rishut HaNizak is stricter with shen and regel. So therefore, shouldn't it be the same for keren, where we see we're stricter when it comes to the Rishut HaRabim? So what Rabbi Tarfon is trying to do is he's trying to change the foundation of what the kal vachomer has learned out from. He's saying, I won't learn it out anymore from keren to keren. Rather, I'll learn keren out from shen and regel. When it comes to shen and regel and the Rishut HaNizak, they become nezek shalem, full price of damage has to be paid to the victim. So maybe now he could learn out keren done in the Rishut HaNizak, that it could also be full price to the victim. That's what he's trying to do. Amru lo, Achamim answered him back, and they said, no, we're not going to accept that kal vachomer either. Dayo laba min hadin lihiyot kanidon. You can't be more mahmir as well in this situation. Even though it's not the foundation of your kal vachomer, you still have keren helping derive the point. You still have keren in the Rishut HaRabim as hatzi nezek is a major point in helping you derive this kal vachomer. So you may not be using it as the foundation point to prove the kal vachomer, but it's a detail that's crucial to make the point. It's a critical detail in the kal vachomer that helps you get there. So therefore, ma b'Rishut HaRabim hatzi nezek, af b'Rishut HaNizak hatzi nezek. You can't have any detail of the kal vachomer be more lenient than what you're trying to get to, what you're trying to derive out to. So therefore, just as the owner is going to pay hatzi nezek for keren damage done in the Rishut HaRabim, he should also pay hatzi nezek for keren damage done in the victim's property. 50% is what he should pay as well, in order to make things established on the same playing field.